Alan home game coming up against Southport, and we're looking for our fifth straight home win.
Yeah, hopefully. It's never as simple as just another home win. We've been to watch Southport, went to watch them on Tuesday night against York, and they're a good team. They're a good team that play some good football. They've got some good footballers, one or two talented players. But like you say, we've won our last four home games. We've performed well away from home. We're a bit more solid, a bit more resolute than we have been. Plus, we're creating chances and looking like scoring goals. So, Southport don't scare us. They don't worry us. It should be a good game with two teams that like to play football. Two teams that have been probably over the season inconsistent. Probably should be doing a little bit better than they are in the league. So it should be a good game. Should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
We've scored 12 home games in our last four home matches, six against North Ferriby, so hopefully we'll be able to keep that solid performance going as well and entertain the fans.
Well, I think as long as you're creating opportunities, then you know you're in games, you've got a chance. I think even if you're solid at the back, if you're not creating anything, it just builds the pressure. It builds the pressure to keep that clean sheet, to keep them out of the other end if you're not creating chances. I mean, sometimes you get games where you don't score goals. But if you've created lots of chances, then you go, you know what, it just wasn't our day. We get that sometimes. It hit the post, it'll get cleared off the line. You miss a chance, miss another chance, you miss an open goal, whatever it is. You get that. But the good thing for us at the minute is we're creating opportunities. Even games we're not particularly playing great in. I'm thinking of the Tamworth game where we played well. It was a good professional performance where we were disciplined and we did play some good stuff. But it wasn't an open game with lots of free-flowing football, a bit like the Telford game, but we still created chances, the odd chances, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing for the club, because as long as you're creating chances, you're still in games.
Six matches left. What's the management aim for the season? Win. Obviously, you want 18 points, but what more apart from that?
Well, I mean, when we came in, we knew the situation. We knew it would take a bit of a time for that transition to start, you know, getting the performances and the results that we wanted. We would have hoped it would have happened a bit sooner than it did, but it takes time. Now we're getting those results, we're getting those performances, and we're just about where we wanted to be when we came in, what we were hoping for, which was a sort of solid top half finish to the season. I think we've put ourselves in a position now where we could probably think about a little bit better than that. People mention playoffs, but I think playoffs really is unrealistic. We were relying on a lot of people to slip up, a lot of teams to lose points, and for us to win all six of our remaining games, which is possible, but it's not realistic. And I think if we could push inside that top 10 and a solid top 10, 9th or 10th finish, that would be excellent. But anything more than that, I mean, you take every game as it goes. I know Tommy said to you a few times. Let's just win the next game and then see where everything lies. And I think that's the best way to approach it. But where we are now and a little bit higher would be great.
Only one defeat in 11 as well, which isn't bad going. And that one defeat was when some of the players were suffering with flu at Brackley.
Yeah, like, I mean, we've mentioned it a few times. We had Stich and Thompson out. Thompson was suspended. Stich was poorly. We had four lads playing that weren't 100%. In fact, they probably weren't even 75%. Away from home at the best, the team with the best home record in the league in a year, so it wasn't, and we didn't play badly and we were in the game. Their lads should have been sent off. We could have had the goal. Their goal was disappointing deflection, and then two cheap ones at the end, which really I think were more to do with fatigue and a little bit of frustration. So yeah, we've only lost one in 11, and that's really good, because you're not going to play well every week. You're not going to be a free-flowing Darlington that we have been on occasion. You're not going to do that every week, so it's important on those weeks when you're not quite firing on all cylinders that you're a bit more resolute, a bit harder to beat. And I think we proved that at Tamworth, we proved that at Telford, we've proved that even the Curzon game at home, where we managed to nick the win, but we weren't quite at it. We're able to do that, and if you can do that, if you can be solid and resolute when you're not playing well, still create enough chances to win a game when you're not playing well, then you've got a chance. You've got a chance of putting a string of results together like we have, and that's why it's 11 games, six wins, four draws and a loss. So, which is great, which I think anyone would love.